This afternoon, as crowds of protesters converged in the Florida heat, Donald Trump's motorcade of black SUVs slipped into the underground garage of a federal courthouse in downtown Miami. The former president stepped into an elevator and headed to the 13th floor. No photographs or cameras were allowed inside the courtroom. Reporters had to check cell phones and laptops with court staff. It was Trump's first court appearance on federal charges about retaining classified information. Let's bring in NPR's Lexi Schapitl in Miami. Hi, Lexi.
Hey, Ari.
So you were in the overflow courtroom with hundreds of other journalists. What happened in the courthouse?
Sure. So the headline here is that he pled not guilty. President Trump pled not guilty to these charges when he got to the courtroom. Before that, we know he was booked. That's a process that includes giving your personal information. He did get his fingerprints taken digitally. He did not take a mugshot because the marshals can use an existing photo for their records because he's such a public figure. In the courtroom, Trump was in a blue suit and a red tie. He was with two lawyers representing him. He pled not guilty and then was released on his own recognizance. As a condition of this release, the judge ordered him to have no communication about the case with both a list of witnesses that will be provided by the government and his co-defendant, Walt Nauta.
So tell us about his demeanor. How did he react in the courtroom, particularly given how kind of blustery and aggressive he's been when talking about this in front of supporters?
So one thing I should point out is that Trump actually didn't talk at all during this court appearance. All of the answers were given by his lawyers. So we didn't get too much from him in terms of a reaction. You know, he was sitting there with his hands clasped on the desk, leaning back with his arms crossed. And it really did remind me of other moments during his presidency where, you know, he was a little bit more somber, not showing a ton of emotion. Obviously not trying to get a crowd riled up in this scenario.
So he didn't speak. He sat with his hands crossed and he was, what, subdued? Was there much facial expression at all?
He definitely, I would say, was kind of subdued, pretty level, I would say, was his expression. Not a ton of emotion. It was, you know, a pretty good poker face, I would say, from the former president.
So what is the state of play? Where exactly does this case stand right now?
Sure. So, of course, we are talking here about 37 federal counts, including obstruction of justice and unlawful retention of defense information. This is, of course, about the storing of dozens of classified documents at his Florida resort in Mar-a-Lago and also his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, and refusing to return them to the FBI and the National Archives. In terms of what happens next, we don't have a trial date yet. We know that in 2 weeks, his co-defendant, Walt Nauta, will have to return for an arraignment. He did not offer a plea today because he has yet to retain permanent counsel. So that's what we're expecting right now in 2 weeks, and then we'll have to wait for more.
And then Trump left the courthouse. What next?
He did leave the courthouse. We heard that he made an unannounced visit to a Cuban restaurant in Miami's Little Havana neighborhood before heading back to his plane to take a flight to his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey. In terms of what's next for the trial, we know that in 2 weeks, Trump's co-defendant, Walt Nauta, will have to appear again to enter a plea. He was not arraigned today because he has yet to obtain permanent counsel in this case. But beyond that, we don't have much in terms of a timeline for when a trial might begin, for example.
NPR's Lexi Schapitl, thanks a lot.
Thank you.